could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw in my hands, praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah.
Title, My Lord and My God. We read the scripture, we talked about the fact that all throughout history, God has required that we have a personalized relationship with Him. So when you look at every man of God, through from Abraham, even from Adam, God has required a personalized relationship. You look at Adam, you look at Abraham, you look at David. Everyone has a personalized relationship. We look at who? The one in the lion's den. Daniel. So I gave an example describing that when he was put in the den, the king came and asked, has your God? Everyone has a personalized relationship. And that is what God requires of us. He requires that we stay with Him. He requires that we have a walk in with Him. We walk in obedience. Everybody say obedience. We walk listening to His instructions, His leadings. We yearn to hear His voice and respond to his voice. He desires that every one of us will have a willing heart and a willing mind. A what? Willing heart and a willing mind. He desires that every one of us will walk with him, trusting him, having an unwavering faith, that we trust him through and through. That is why he's not only God, he's our Lord, he's our master. So we can trust that this is my God. I know how he acts. I told you last week that he showed his ways to the children of Israel. He showed his acts, but to Moses he showed his ways. His ways were exposed to Moses. How he conducts himself. Can somebody here tell me how one way you know God conducts himself? I've been saying it. One way you know God conducts himself. You know his ways. Becky, one way. We know that sometimes he's very quiet. Very, very quiet. Then he's looking. Will Becky panic? Will she say the yes? He's looking on. What will she say? What will Tony be saying? Will he blaspheme? Will he say, get curse God and die? But then he shows up last minute. Then says, I'm still around. I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'm still there with you. Do you understand? So Moses understood his ways. Paul understood the ways of God. He knew that he's a provider, a giver. So when they sowed into his life, says, me, my God shall supply all your need. My God. And throughout history, it's always my God, your God, thy God. And that is what I was talking about last week. That we need that personalized relationship. You are sure. You are walking with him. You are confident. Now we move with the Holy Spirit. He's a person. The Holy Spirit is not a spirit. That is a personality. He hears. He sees. He feels. That's why you say, don't grieve him. Don't make him upset. When he's saying, talking to you, say, yes, sir. Say, what did he say? Say, yes, sir. Let him feel that you are in partnership. We'll be talking about the Holy Spirit. I said that we'll go through. But because today my message should be short. We discovered last week about one personality. His name was what? Thomas. Everybody say Thomas. Please, everybody say Thomas. Thomas was not there. I told you this thing last week. When Jesus appeared to the disciples after he resurrected. So Thomas did not believe. But the walk with God, you must always believe. You must trust him. He must be your Lord. And your God. So Jesus, one after 8 days, Jesus appeared. He appeared to them when they were in a room. And because he knew the conversation, he just went straight to Thomas. And said, Thomas, feel my palm. Look at it. They told you I was around, but he said, no, I'm not around. I was not around. Thomas, that is not how you should walk with me. I need that personalized relationship of trust, belief. You must trust me at all times. You must depend on me at all times. Say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Own. That means your own interpretation. That is how you work. This will not work. I must do this. I must take this step. I must help myself. But the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. So the account in John chapter 20 and verse 28. After Jesus had exposed himself to Thomas. Thomas then, I'm sure, bowed down and said, you are my Lord and my God. The man had come to an understanding. You are my God. He didn't say you are our God. He said, my God. My Lord. My God. Then Jesus told him, Thomas, go to the next verse. Let's see what Jesus said. Jesus said to him, Thomas, in Bibiana, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. That is the walk with me. That is what Jesus was saying. Blessed are those who have not seen, who can still account that I am their Lord and their God, though they have not seen, though they have not witnessed me, though they think I'm not showing up, though they think everything is going bad. We must stay confident when things appear as if they are going bad. The man David really trusted God. He was a man after God's own heart. I want to use him as an example again this morning. He was a man after God's own heart. The Bible describes that he was under a lot of distress, a lot of confrontations. Things evil surrounded him. Saul wanted to kill him. He had to run. He had to stay in caves. He was always on the run. He was always hiding. But he still trusted God. Even in times of difficulty, when he appeared as if God was not on the scene. David still had confidence in God. Let's read a scripture about David. In 2 Samuel. Second Samuel chapter 22 and verse 7. When David was in distress, when David thought things were going bad, when David didn't see things working out for him, the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 7, in my distress, everybody say, in my distress. Yes, in his distress, in his time of trouble, the Bible says, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. Cried to who? Cried to who? And cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple. Ah, yeah. That's why I believe God will hear somebody this morning. He heard his voice. He heard her voice. He heard his voice. He heard the child's voice. He heard the voice. He heard the voice of Hannah in the temple. And David said, he heard my voice from his temple, and my cry entered his ears. Does God hear? Does he see? Does he respond? Second Samuel. So I want us to see David's narration. What did David say? And let's go to 2 Samuel, but let's go to 22. And let's go and read verse 1. 2 Samuel 22 and verse 1. Then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies. Is that possible? Can God deliver you from all your trouble? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord, that's what delivers him from them all. Is it possible that you, that is why I say this morning, you will come out of that situation as you call on your God. You see your God as you call on him, because he has seen it, he has heard it, he knows, he feels. Delivered him from all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. That is what God did for his servant who had a heart for him and recognized him as his Lord and his God. Oh, I wish I could really preach, but I feel like cutting off. Verse 2, and he said, the Lord is my rock. That means he trusted that he will be unmovable. And my fortress, fortified city. Fortress. When a place is fortified, it means you cannot easily get to the place. The armies were around. The place is protected. I grew up in Kanda, so I always have the picture of broadcasting when soldiers are around. Coup d'etat. Sorry if you, the days of coup. One time I had a grenade fall at our gate and bam! Exploded, destroyed a lot of things at her. So I know the coup. My dad would say, we are not going anywhere. We are trusting God. Please let me pray for you before we leave service, okay? Let me pray for you, okay? Let us pray. God bless you. So explosion. So fortify. He's my fortress. That means you know you are, the host of angels are around you. You will not be destroyed as that somebody believe that the Lord is my fortress, my deliverer. That means you come out of that situation. He's a deliverer. He delivers. Deliverer means you have fallen into a situation. You have gotten yourself into a bad situation. You must get yourself into a bad situation for you to be delivered out of it. Ah! I came to tell somebody, if he's there, your Lord and your God will deliver you out of that trouble. That is what scripture says. It says, I cried. That is what I want you to do, and you and I. My God. That's why he acknowledged that my deliverer, my brother, go on. Go on, go on. Verse 3. The God of my strength. I don't know if you feel down this morning. I don't know if you feel weak this morning. In whom what? In whom what? Trust in the Lord. That's what Jesus said. Hey, Thomas, don't rely on me when you have only seen me. Blessed are those who keep trusting me in difficulty. David trusted the Lord in difficulty. Difficult times. Had arrows thrown at him. The man was in the caves. You probably are in air condition. Always on the run, my brother. Where would help come? The irony of the matter is, he had been anointed. He had been pronounced. I don't know the word of God you have heard. Said, oh, you become king. Oh. It was called from the backside. And I'm sure the question, like I see, thank you, Lord. That question mark, when will it happen? How will it happen? Oh, come on, reduce the mic. I don't want to shout. It's too loud. I just want everybody here just to hear me. So the question mark, like you have a question mark this morning. So probably David in the caves also had a question mark. But he still believed, my God, my deliverer, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield. When arrows fly by day and night, he's my shield. And the horn of my salvation, Kayakwa, my stronghold and my refuge. Have you heard a refugee? It means you've left your country. Don't have anywhere to stay. But David acknowledged him. He saw himself a refugee, but he said, God is my refuge. My stronghold and my refuge, my savior, you save me from violence. My Lord and my God. This morning, every situation represented here is not beyond God. No situation, no matter how bad it is, how high the debt. You've gotten yourself messed up. No matter the situation. If anyone here is hoping on the word of God, depend on your word will come to pass in my life. Lord, you have promised, like David was promised, but he was in the caves. Still see him as my God. The faithful one. I can trust you. I can depend on your word. My children, I will not beg for bread. My children will not suffer. They will excel. I will break through. You have promised me life. You say that you came that I might have life. Therefore, there will be abundant life. You will have life. Oh, Kamasita Karia. There is life. We declare life this morning. Everything the enemy has stolen. Everything the enemy has taken away. He, the thief. The robber. The wicked one come against delays in the realm of the spirit, disappointment. Sometimes you feel, where are you, Lord? Am I alone? This morning I promise you are not alone. That is why I'm confident he will show up. He will show up for you. He will show up for me. He would and trust that just when even is the last moment you are entering your boss's office, when he's going to give you a dismissal letter, I say he will show up. You saved me from violence. So when he called on the name of the Lord, let's go down a few scriptures. This one you have to give all of us time. Or I should stop this because I want to do all the other things. Should I stop? Are you sure? So when I finish, you stay and we all do the calls. Do you promise me? Okay. When in the pulpit, every answer comes as yes. Oh my Lord. Kayata kaya kaya. What did God do? Look, 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 17. Or even you, let me read, then because you've given me time, let me go to 4, 5, and then before I jump to 17. Go to verse 4. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The next verse. When the waves of death surrounded me, the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. Look at the description. Waves of death. The man was terrified. Things were not going the way they must go. Next verse. The sorrows of whatever surrounded me, the snares of death. When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, looks as if nothing will work. Go to verse 17. But the man called upon his God. I've told you that. He said, I called upon my God. In the time of my distress, in the time of my trouble, I called upon my God. And he has described rock, deliverer, refuge. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He's describing what God did for him. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. That is why you will not sink. You will not drown. Nobody here will drown. You will not drown. He upholds the righteous. He keeps the righteous from drowning. He keeps the righteous feet from slipping. Go to the next verse. He delivered me from my strong enemy. Do you have a strong enemy? Are you afraid of something? Are you afraid of somebody? Are you afraid of a situation? He delivered me, my deliverer. Are you here? Can you trust that he is your deliverer? From those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. Sometimes you look at a situation and know that, Lord, unless you intervene, unless you step in. Is there anybody here like that? Oh, yes. Then look at the situation. I said, Bajanin. Did I say it right? I just said, Yankopon. Bim. Unless you step in. Oh, Lord, how can this be? Sometimes you have that question. Do you remember Mary? How can this be? It's the Holy Spirit. This morning, may the Holy Spirit tabernacle upon you. May the Holy Spirit tabernacle upon your home. May the Holy Spirit tabernacle upon your business. May that which seems will not happen, let it come to pass, because the Holy Spirit tabernacles on you. And when he does that, everything is possible. Everything is because the Holy Spirit. The answer of the angel was the Holy Spirit. He will take control. He will take charge. He will act on the situation. He will act on your behalf. So stay still and depend on the salvation of the Lord. Look at the next verse. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. Don't you think God will be there for you today, tomorrow, next week? When you are entering that courtroom, can you trust that my God, my refuge, he will be my support? I don't know if anybody is going to a courtroom. I don't know if the person you owe will be calling you tomorrow. But this morning, I just want to end here. I have something more to say, Lord, Holy Spirit. Okay, let's go. Let's go a little bit more. Let's go a little bit more. You know, sometimes there can be great deliverance. Great deliverance. But then suddenly something still goes bad. Moses, they crossed the Red Sea, didn't they? Everybody knows the Red Sea. Has heard the story. Who does not know the story about the Red Sea? But the moment they crossed the Red Sea, They were celebrating. They played the court for timbrels and they were singing. They sang the song that, oh my God, about their God who had done great things. The Bible describes that 3 days after they went into the desert and there was no water. Just 3 days. 3 days. You know, high expectation. I don't know if somebody, high expectation. No, you got the word, high expectation. But 3 days, he was silent. He tried again. Then the Bible says that the people went to Moses and started murmuring. After the Red Sea, they moved to another place to get water. The water there was bitter. The people cried. They were murmuring. The waters are Marah, bitter waters. Just when you were thinking that, oh, after this miracle, that something good was going to happen. Or your expectation was high. And then you encounter bitter waters. Cried unto Moses. And Moses cried unto his God. But I want to tell you, after the people moved to Elim, a place called Elim, I'm not reading the scriptures because I want to run. Palm trees and wells of water. The same God was taking them through. 3 days silent, looking, encountered bitter water. Some decided to murmur. But the man knew, Moses knew his ways. So he was still and still called upon his God. At the bitter waters, he showed him some leaves and he put it in the water and it became sweet. And when they moved to the place of Elim, they encountered the natural provision. That's why once we say provision of God. Provision of God. Palm trees. And 7 wells. I want to get the figures well so I don't mix it. There was some 12 and 7. I took time looking at it. It's very interesting. What 12? 70, not 12, 70. 70 and 12. 70 and 12. Okay, let's get it right. Let's get it right. Hallelujah. Oh, what was I reading? 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, right? Okay. He brought me out, he led the people. Okay, that is the encounter of Moses. What I'm doing is very, very not right. Hallelujah. But I'll get the scripture for you. But they came to Elim. Get it for me. It's still in 2 Samuel. They moved. When they had moved with Moses, and they came to a place called Elim, where they encountered palm trees. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. And what they were crying out for, water. They had wells of water. I don't know. I believe that God will bring something good into the lives of people. I'll take time to go to Elim. It's not the message for today. But we'll look at 70 and 12. God does strange things with numbers. 70. Then Jesus called 70 people, say 2 by 2, go. Did he not call 12 disciples? Yes, he got 12 disciples. We'll come to that. We'll come and analyze some things about God. But that is what they encountered. I wish you were getting me the scripture. I want the people to see the scripture. I want the people to... Oh! Pharaoh's chariots. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. But it was the same God who also, when he was working with Joshua told them, you have crossed the Jordan, and God, the same God, will be the God who will help you get to the promised land. I came this morning. I said I'll just spend not more than how many minutes to encourage all of us, to tell us. Maybe it's here to tell you, the message to tell you that you have to lift up your confidence in God again. I don't know if you are feeling down this morning. I don't know if anybody is feeling down this morning. I don't know if you are thinking about the situation is hopeless. But that is not David's confession. He still trusted God. And when the people also encountered the Jordan, Joshua reminded them, he's taking you through dry ground like he took you through the Red Sea. He took us through Red Sea. He's taking us through the Jordan. And the same God, our God, my God, who will take us to the promised land. May God honor you. May God show himself strong unto you. May what you, your expectation not be cut off. May what you are depending on come to pass. May you see. May you handle. May that same God bring you to the promised land. May that same God help you. May your God, who you've been calling on, be
study that proved that gratitude and anxiety cannot exist in the brain at the same time. So right now we're in a season of joy and a season of celebration, but I also know that so many are walking through hardships that feel like they just can't get over. I'm telling you right now, when you don't know what to do, begin to worship. Do not let your worry be louder than your worship. When you don't know what to do, open your mouth and begin to praise. Open your mouth and begin to declare it good. Yes, you realize this has nothing to do with how you feel in the moment. Our God is not dependent on our feelings. Our God is who he is regardless of how we feel. Yeah. He's always good.
This is not a feeling.
Oh, if you've got some anxiety in here, just open your mouth and begin to declare that he's good.
Feel it.